What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of All of It. I'm your host, Jay, and with me is
Cece.
And today, guess what, Cece? We're going to be talking about. What's it like to be in a. Well, first off, tell my female fans what's it like to be with me. Like, how awesome is that?
A roller coaster with sharp turns. They got loop de loops.
I'll take that.
The fun one, not the crazy one, make you throw up after when you get off the ride. Nah, the fun one.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, like, today we are going to talk about what is it like to be in a
exclusive. Awesome.
What's it like to be in a dom sub relationship at this point in your life?
Shit.
Everybody's listening now.
Oh, fuck you.
I mean, I'm playing on it, but you know. Spicy.
Hot spicy.
Sweet sour chicken.
Rawr. Anyway, what is like to be? I'm in my mid-20s and shit, but I feel confident a little bit.
The fact that you just said confident and little bit in one sentence, that needs to be considered a double negative.
I think it's been going very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm still learning the ins and outs of those type of relationships, but me actually kind of being one with you, I'm still learning myself and learning how to be submissive with you. So before y'all people jump down my damn throat, fuck y'all.
Ain't nobody said nothing.
I know, but they thinking something or saying something on the other side of this damn mic. Fuck y'all. I still do what the fuck I want. And reasonable and shit, and he still be a dominant to me. So fuck y'all if y'all feel like you don't want to, you don't need no, fuck you. I need some man. Okay. I want some man. Okay. So if you got something to say, just keep going somewhere else. Down the hill. In the river. Drown.
So along with that train of thought, like, is there anything significant he had to sacrifice to, like, have this relationship? Have not necessarily saying have me, but like as a woman, because there's a whole bunch of like debate about how men and women like to coexist, like they have to give up something, or females have to give up being independent, or dudes have to like stop being timid, or you know, shit like that. So like, is there anything like you had to learn more of to deal with me, or was there anything you had to sacrifice?
For me, because I was always taking care of household, not the top of the food chain, like, you know, when I was living with my mom, you know, mama was, you know, head of household. So for me, it became, I had to help and all that. So I had to step back. I had to learn how to step back and let you lead. That's something I still.
And I'm not going to fucking lie. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
No, but me stepping back is helping you. in some way. And I'm still, you know, somewhat struggling every day, but I still have to learn how to let, you know, him lead and be head of household and also be the one to make the final decision for the rest of, you know, the family and stuff like that.
I got a question that I feel like a whole bunch of females want to know. How many times have I came up with a plan and you stood by me, but on the inside, like in your brain, you were like, oh my God, we are all going to fucking die.
Yeah, I feel that sometimes. I ain't gonna say shit unless the shit hits the fan. Because talking to you is talking to a brick wall sometimes. But I give you that mama look like, nigga, you know what happened. You know what happened. Mm-hmm.
No, but in all...
You knew I wasn't gonna say it to you because then we have a big ass debate and then I don't want you to feel like I don't trust you, which I trust you. With every cell and bone and blood vessel in my body. That's what I'm trying to be like.
So, like, at the beginning of the relationship, me and her, I told her I came with warning labels. I had a, I came with a hazard sign.
One of them, first it was, beware, there's a dog. Like, and then become, okay, well, there's toxic chemicals beyond this point. I need you to wear a mask. And to the point where, okay, you know what? You didn't fucked up. You didn't hit this X and booby trap. Your ass is stuck here forever.
When I say warning labels.
Yeah, those warning labels.
When I say warning labels, I'm not toxic in a sense of...
Of abuse. No. Of course not. No.
Like, toxic as in... So, I...
Toxic as in this.
Nah, I'll fuck it. I'll just tell. So, like, 3 years before I got with CC, I was on drugs really bad. And my ex-girlfriend had OD'd. And I... was dealing with getting my kids out of foster care, and that's a whole nother situation that I'm not going to get into. And I have moved from where I was and where all that shit happened back home. And I was hitting up people from like who I thought were friends, like from high school, from jobs and odd jobs and shit, and everybody was like, "Girl, I thought you were dead," or like, "I thought you were gone," or like,
"Somewhere,"
I heard you were in jail, X, Y, and Z, and then like, so nobody was really necessarily there, and so I turned to Cece and I was like, "Yo, what's up?" And she was like, "Oh shit, what's up?" And quite honestly, like, none of those, like, after one or two dates. Feeling like our feelings for each other were still there. I ain't even know that we're still there, but like
it was just on pause.
Yeah, they were still there, and so like,
it was sleeping.
Right,
it was sleeping.
And like as one thing I do have to say, like the one on both sides. One, I needed a female who
wasn't doing all that shit.
Not necessarily wasn't independent in the same sense, in the stereotypical sense, but like knew how to turn the switch on and off, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And like to have like that, and I got mom issues, but that's
another episode.
Oh boy. And like that, and so like coming out of that and then coming into a relationship where it's like all about her and she was just really just my ex, gung-ho about doing everything and that dudes aren't shit and fuck you, pay me. Like coming out of that and then being with Cece and then realizing like, holy shit, I have been missing all of this. Like, what the hell?
And mind you, he came when I was about 6.5 months pregnant. So he was towards the end of my pregnancy with the
time. Yeah, so I was getting all that backlash too. So
yeah.
But I mean,
that's a whole nother story still.
But besides all that, like, it was really like she gave me like
love.
Like, she showed me love in a different way that I didn't know that I needed. Cause, like, you know how you get so used to being with, like,
certain types of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You get used to, like, certain kind of guys or certain kind of females, and, like, you just go back into that cycle and you don't give somebody, like, you would think.
Sometimes you gotta step outside the box for a hot minute.
Yeah, and how's that been for you?
Oh.
Nah,
the scary ass box out there.
Nah, and so like it was really what did it for me was Cece actually gave me support in the way that I needed versus.
And you didn't think you needed.
Yeah, that I think I didn't need it, but I did need, and yeah, so like I'm in a fucking way better headspace now. I'm in a way better line of thinking. Yeah. Like,
and it's still taking me.
Oh, it took 2 years. Don't think this shit out. It took like 2 whole years for the both of us.
Oh yeah, and then also
so
from,
many fights.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but for me it was, you know. After I had kids, and this is on my other channel, and I explained it more, but, like, for me, it was...
Oh, speaking of that, what's your new podcast called?
My new podcast that I have out right now is called A Woman's World, is on the female side of it, explaining certain shit that women go through mostly, and also me, as my opinion and my life. And my habits and all that. So, and then, you know, Jay got a channel too.
Why you gotta do all that?
Oh yeah, he got a channel. Go on and say it.
It's Nerdgate. The name of it is Nerdgate. It's about honestly anything from Star Wars to Naruto. So, and sprinkled a little bit of comic bookdom on top, and you guys get to hear all of my inner weirdness and me being myself, me being me that Cece gets to see when we're off air. So yeah.
But I mean, we should have did this at the beginning or at the end, but still, right. But, you know, his is Nerdgate, and mine's is called The Woman's World. So,
They're both on Spotify and also
Amazon,
and we're still here on Anchor, too, for those people who do listen on Anchor.
So, yeah, check it out. Support us. You know, any thoughts, comments, you know, positive energy and all that. But to answer your question.
I want all the smoke. Give me all the smoke.
You see what I got to deal with?
Oh, I don't know.
But anyway, but for me, it's back to what I was saying. Yeah, it took me after I had my kids. My mind space was not it was just not right, you know. And I struggled for a long time even before that. But even now, like, you know, having kids and stuff, it fucked up your mind. Okay, it fucks it up. So that's why I think it took me 2 years instead of me snapping into it.
Snatch.
Right. It took me 2 years to get it together with us and stuff like that. But I don't regret it. I don't. Yes, there was a lot of fights and arguments about it and stuff like that. But I think we got to a point where we can talk about it a little bit more and go through it and help me do talks, and he understands me a little bit more, like why I think about certain stuff or whatever, and also I understand him a little bit more. And yes, a good relationship does grow from it and keep building and still grow and still change. But I mean, not, we're still in, like...
But we need to clarify this shit. Because I feel like where a lot of people get misconstrued. Yes, there has to be fucking flawless communication between you and your partner. But at the same time, where that the other part of communication come... The other part of that is both parties have to be willing and able to listen. Like, yeah. Literally, like, there's no point in going through the runaround if you ain't serious. Like,
and don't get me wrong, I am serious, but I think for me, I was still struggling in my own head that even if I was like listening to you, I just couldn't get out my own head to do the things that you needed me to do. Yeah. And most of it, I'm already like that, you know, the girly, submissive role. I was already kind of like that anyway. But for me, it wasn't coming out like it was supposed to. Do you know what I mean?
I kind of get it.
Yeah.
But, like, could you elaborate for people out there who probably still don't understand?
Like, instead of being the independent woman, I was to...
Oh, you had to... Basically, you had to switch.
Yeah, from independent to, okay, well, I have a man who wants to lead, who wants to take care of me, who wants to do all these things for me. So I need to step back and let him do all these things for me while I am still taking care of him in the household. Like, their traditional household where it's mommy and daddy in the house.
And dudes, like, quite honestly...
There's women out there like that, though.
Yeah, like, for... I can speak on dude side, like, stand your fucking ground.
If this is what you want, say it.
Like, don't do, like, well, if you're not gonna do this, then I'm leaving. Don't do that, because that didn't work out well for me. But, like...
That's why a lot of women are single, because some men don't communicate and some women definitely don't fucking communicate.
When it comes to a certain situation that you feel very strongly about, like... Yes, of course, like, get angry because get frustrated. Absolutely. Nobody's saying don't do that. But, like, come back.
Yeah.
Like, come back to the situation. Like,
both parties. Go breathe, go walk it off, and then come back. Yeah,
like, come back. You gotta fucking take a whole day. Cool. But come back.
Now,
and hash it out.
I am gonna say this. If you do that, at least let her know that you are safe.
Yeah, like.
Like, for me, I personally... For me, I hate it. Like, for a while, Jay used to walk off, and I wouldn't, I have kids. It's not like I could be like, where you at, blow you up, follow you to the end of the world. Like, I got to be at home because they're, you know, I don't got no babysitter like that. So, me texting you and calling, you better fucking answer me on the first ring, first call, first text, like, tell me that you are okay. Tell me, oh, you at a friend's house. Okay, are you sure? You good? Like, I know we had an argument, but I still fucking love you. Like, I had to explain that to him. Like, I can't, you walking off is not going to work. You going in the other room? Fine, that's okay. You going out there to smoke? Cool, that's fine. You sleeping in separate beds? Fine, couch, whatever. But you better not leave this damn house. That's how shit happens where... People are so pissed off, they get in their car and shit happens, and then either they end up dying or being in the hospital, and then you'd be like, oh, the argument, you know, it was stupid, blah, 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 and regretting it. So don't leave. Don't leave the house. You can leave the room or whatever, and we can cool the fuck off, but I suggest for me, no. Now, I don't know about everybody else, but it was something that I had to communicate with my partner and be like, nah.
Ultimately, the main thing you gotta take away from this is compromise.
Yeah.
Communication and compromise. My thing is always like, how many times for dudes, how many times have I let Cece win? In my head, like, how many times you let your girl win? Okay, cool. You let her win that many times. Now you get, like, I usually do it like I let her win like 3 times and then I get my one. Just so like it's not necessarily.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm me winning. Like I just be like.
Not necessarily. I don't mean like winning an argument or anything like that. But like I give in to maybe we don't go to the maybe we don't. I don't get this comic book that I've been wanting off of Amazon. Maybe like I put it in for her to get a wig or some shit like that. So I don't mean like win as in like
really win.
Yeah, more along.
Oh yeah, she right. Not every woman is right. I'm sorry. I don't believe that. Oh, you know, your woman, you know, just telling you right and just apologize even though she's wrong. Fuck that. You wrong, bitch. Sorry.
And so, not necessarily saying you're right or wrong, but just like compromising, like let her do one thing. You.
But see, you know, remember at the very beginning, I was like, how we were living together and stuff like that, and you kept on buying me shit, and I actually got mad at you.
Yeah,
I was like. Don't buy me all this shit if you're not going to buy yourself some. So if you're going to buy me 3 or 4 pieces of clothes, you better be buying you at least 2 or half or all 3 pieces of clothes, you know? Like, make it even. Buy yourself something and buy your partner something. Fuck that, oh, I'm going to just spend all my money on this person. No, make it even. Listen, if you're going to be buying me clothes and have me have a big-ass wardrobe, guess what? You're going to have a big-ass wardrobe, too, because I like to buy you shit, too. You want me to look sexy and cute or whatever and fly out here? So guess what? You're going to be pipping too. Simple as that. Sorry.
And like, dudes, another thing. You don't have to be interested in every single thing a female does.
Yep.
You don't have to be. Because there's some shit.
Niggas hate.
And Cece is interested in, like, she will fuck all to go do it. I won't go do it. But if you at least
do one thing,
at least learn just a little bit about the thing she is interested in, like if that would be another way for you to keep her or like make something out of, I don't know, like a color scheme or some shit, you know, like some small.
And the same for females.
Yeah, same for females. Like, you know, he likes a certain kind of. Hell, he might like his underwear pressed instead of put in a washer.
Or something weird or whatever.
Or something.
But okay, so the
it
thing is.
It doesn't always have, like, for you to have a love language, it doesn't always have to be sex, because that took me a long time to understand.
And I, my love language was different.
Yeah, and so, like, you find out, like, what that person's thing is, and you just stick with it. Like, of course, people's interests and people's thing, like,
changes.
Like, wants and needs change, but, like, if you just compromise for dudes would always rule of thumb, give in 3 times you get 1.
But in this case, no. no, you say I can't have it, okay, we just can't get it.
we're different. I'm right, talking about I'm just talking about like a regular relationship.
Oh yeah, like, yeah, buy your girl something cute or get her nails and toes done. And then you buy yourself something.
And then you can go hang out with the homies.
Or whatever. But you just be like, listen, I done bought you all this shit. I'm going out. Or I'm doing this for me. Yeah, or whatever. I'm like, buying this for me. I'm not about to spend all my money just on you. I want some shit too.
And females.
Let them. Let them.
Right.
Let them do this. Don't expect, oh, well, if he can't take care of me, then I don't want to. Bitch, you stupid.
Like,
you just stupid. Sorry.
Like, that's the thing. You get 3, like I said, the ratio. You can get 3 things out of it, and you just let him do 1. Or, you know, the ratio can vary, but I'm just saying, like, let her win on dude side. Let her win more times than you win. you know, yeah. essentially, or not necessarily win, but how many things, how many like small things as a dude you had to sacrifice for you to get this one. So it would make, it would help you as a dude to
build.
No, well, build, but to actually like finite the things that actually bring you happiness.
And and the females need to do the same thing. Like, they need to start helping or start being like, oh, they, because some females be like, oh, I ain't supporting no nigga. Bitch, if you want a good one, sometimes they're not always out there. Oh, sometimes you gotta build a man. I'm sorry.
I came to Sydney broken.
So sometimes you got to be Bob the Builder, bitch, okay? Bob that man, okay? So sometimes you got to help him get where he need to be so he can help you get where you need to be so y'all could be a power team. That's how it's supposed to be. Don't be talking about someone, if you don't got no money, you can't pay for mine. Bitch, fuck your nails. If you have enough money to pay for your own shit, then do it. But okay then.
And another thing for dudes, like, guys, it is perfectly fine. I know we have a really hard time with this because society and just our walks of life, but like, on some real shit, like, let it out.
And if you have a good woman, she's going to ask you, it's okay to cry. It's okay to scream. It's okay to go punch a bag or something. It's okay to lay on her and get your feelings out. I'm not saying, like, you don't have to be fucking hard every day. Like, y'all men have feelings. Y'all have depression. Y'all have issues, too. Let that shit out. If your man wants to sit there and pour his heart out or pour all his damn issues, then fine. But he can't be Superman all the damn time. Sometimes he got to come home and be Clark Kent, okay? I'm sorry.
But they're still the same person.
It is the same person. But he goes out in the world and do what he has to do to support you. He should be able to come home and just be a person, not some man out there in society, because you know you already have a struggle against y'all anyway, you know, with harassment and all that shit. When you come home to grown women, you should be able to be
at home.
Baby, you all right? You need a beer? You need what you need? Like, you need a back rub? Like, you need to go out here and scream? Do you need to go over here and punch a bag? Do you just need me to hold you? Like, come on now, bro. Like, stop being selfish, bitch. Just stop being selfish. That you being selfish. You want your nigga to be hard all the time, like he got a gun on his hip? Well, then go date a drug dealer. But if you want to level up, your man should be able to come to you and talk to you willingly and freely without judgment. And have your full support, just like he got yours. You want him to protect you? Well, bitch, protect him too. Just in a different way.
Well, that's everything, guys. I hope this podcast actually helps you guys as much as it helps us, because we like doing it, and we love each other, and we love you all 6,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 times, billion more than stuff and things.
Yep.
But anyway, that's it. Catch you guys on the next one.
Bye.
Later.